Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person or place or event.
Since we are tracking the effects of a special combination in the zodiac, the conjunction of Mars and Saturn, we decided for this week to give folks a couple of real-life examples, Hillary Clinton and Vladimir Putin.
They are both Libra rising, therefore they both now have Mars and Saturn transiting in the first house of self-actions, the ego, and the body. It's a strong combination of two malefic planets, up close and personal, which cannot be ignored.
Now, as we have made clear last week, when we went through all the rising signs of the zodiac for this malefic combination, it's not all bad. In fact, there are some very good effects available when Mars and Saturn combine.
But this is still a not-so-easy-to-deal-with energy pattern, especially when it happens in the rising sign. So we thought it would be interesting to see what's in the offing for Putin and Hillary during the next several weeks as Mars moves towards an exact conjunction with Saturn on August 25th. And Mars does not exit Libra until September 4th.
Although they both have the same rising sign, their charts are quite different, and they are in very different planetary periods. So let's take a stab at how a Saturn-Mars conjunction in the first house plays out for two human beings who happen to be known around the world.
We'll start with President Putin, since recent tragic events in Ukraine have put him front and center in the world's media. His first house is very strong since he has Venus, ruler of the ascendant sign, in the first house, which automatically makes the whole chart very strong.
Remember, too, that Libra is an air sign, in other words, relying on the rational mind. Libra is, as well, an idealist. Thus, Libra is an ideologue. Now add in punchy, combative Mars transiting in the ascendant, and you can imagine what could happen. Fighting for your ideals.
Note, too, how Mars combines with his natal Venus. The two gender planets together create passion. He's passionate about his position.
Then add Saturn's signification of endurance to Mars's proclivity for combat, transiting in his already powerful first house, and you see his will strengthened, his determination, and if need be, the ability to take ruthless actions.
A further enhancement is the fact that he is actually in a Saturn major period and Sun sub-period. Both of these planets are natally in the 12th house of Putin's chart. This plays to his strengths. Putin is an ex-KGB agent and has a powerful 12th house with four planets in that part of his chart, indicating lots of talent for hidden actions.
Yes, whether we like it or not, much of what goes on in the world of international politics is behind-the-scenes secret dealings. It is naive to think otherwise. Putin is certainly no stranger to the game.
Being in his Sun sub-period turns on his 11th house of goals and ambitions. His Sun combines with the persistence and endurance of Saturn in his 12th house of dealings with foreigners. Putin plays for the long game.
And now if we consider other planetary patterns, we can get an even clearer picture of what to expect. For instance, Jupiter, transiting in Cancer, puts the planet of opportunity and optimism in his 10th house of success and public actions. This transit gives him further encouragement and the faith that he will prevail.
And then there's Ketu, transiting in his 6th house of enemies. Ketu is mysterious and can show up as unexpected situations. But in general, the planet of dissolution is problematic for your enemies when it transits through your 6th house. So again, Putin gets an edge.
Now for comparison, we turn to Hillary Clinton's chart. The transits are in the same houses as Putin's, but Clinton's chart has a very different layout for the natal arrangement compared to Mr. Putin.
First off, instead of so much emphasis on the 12th house and 8th house, which stand for hidden actions and clandestine activities, Clinton's chart is much more upfront. The majority of natal planets are in the 1st house of self and appearance, and the 10th house of public actions. Not much hidden here.
She is at the very end of her 20 years long Venus major period, which has had her very strong first house well lit up. She was the First Lady of the USA, a U.S. Senator for the state of New York, and Secretary of State, all in her Venus period.
Yes, Hillary Clinton has a very strong combo of the Sun, Mercury, and Venus together in her first house. She is very sharp and overall well-liked, but also there's the willingness to use power. Hillary Clinton has what it takes to be a leader.
And her 10th house of public deeds has both Saturn and Mars, just like the transiting planetary combination we are now considering. Saturn and Mars makes you very determined. She's no slouch when it comes to going after what she wants.
K2 is the last sub-period of the Venus major period, and K2 in her chart is in the 2nd house. This is not a particularly strong position. It is with Jupiter, which helps, but generally, K2 brings up the past, along with changes, doubts, and uncertainty. So, this is not the strongest time for her.
But then, in early 2015, she enters her Sun major period. That will turn on the planet of power and authority in her first house. Conjunct the ascendant Lord Venus certainly improves her prospects next year. But for now, with natal K2, the planet of the past, in the 2nd house of support, she's focused on gathering up her resources.
Yes, Clinton will be much stronger and ambitious next year. In the meantime, right now, Saturn is exactly conjunct her natal Venus. The planet of focus, control, and caution is affecting the ruler of the chart, which is still the major period ruler as well at this time.
So she is deliberately holding back, still out there doing interviews, public appearances, etc., but being careful about not declaring outright. She doesn't want to draw fire from the Republicans just yet.
But right now, Mars is approaching her natal sun, so I think we'll see a bit more passion and combativeness from her shortly.
And then the combination of Mars and Saturn will come together right on top of her natal Venus during the last week of August and continue over her natal Mercury and her ascendant degree. Clinton may be playing it a bit coy for right now, but I can't see how that will continue. She may even encounter a tough situation that really puts some pressure on her.
Yes, David. Note how, just like Putin, Clinton has Venus in the ascendant, so both of them get Mars conjunct their ruling planet in the first house, just that Putin gets the conjunction early in August, whereas for Mrs. Clinton, it happens at the end of the month.
So for each of them, there will be lots of passion and potentially some anger with how they each express themselves during this transit. It's interesting that both have charts for power, but in different ways.
And with different natal positions and planetary periods, how their personal karma unfolds and interacts with world events will put each of them at the center of events, but at different times.
And when Hillary becomes president, she and Putin may well be on center stage together in the coming years.
Thanks for joining us on AstrologyNewsReport.com. Until next week.